Axolotl. At the bottom of Lake Xochimilco in central Mexico, there is a little amphibian so powerful she could make the earth spin the other direction. But before Camixolotl had a fin and gills, she was an Aztec goddess on the cusp of having an entire civilization at her fingertips. Camixolotl declared her existence with a bold belt of a whale that was nothing shy of divinity. Word of her birth traveled so quickly across the empire, it was as if the entire world heard her cries in her adoring mother's arms. Camixolotl's parents were not typical Aztec divinity. Camixolotl's mother, Chalchitlicue, was the goddess of rivers and oceans. She was from a very traditional sacrificial family with a long history of twisted customs. But Camixolotl's mother was more bohemian than her family preferred. She loved to dance in the moonlight and never missed an opportunity to swim naked in her waters. Camixolotl's father, Tlaloc, was the god of rain. Most people feared him because of the thunder and hail he could create in an instant. But the more time you spend with him, it was clear his true love was making people laugh. He would sing songs about monkeys eating moon pies and flowers who drank too much. It was love at first sight for Chalchitlicue and Tlaloc. Some say that when they saw each other for the first time, all the flowers in the garden blossomed together, at once. The couple was married days later. It was passionate, but they moved too fast and never really got a chance to know each other. And that has been the root of their problem ever since. See, Camixolotl's parents wanted independence and that haunted them. When Camixolotl hit adolescence, she took notice of the fact her parents had long drifted apart. They were so busy with work, they didn't leave much time for family. Camixolotl felt she always got the short end of the stick and became accustomed to her parents' pattern of disrespect and disconnection. I know, she knew it wasn't right. Over time, Camixolotl recognized something. The meaner she was to her friends, family, and even commoners, the more powerful she felt. So Camixolotl made a conscious and calculated decision to be mean. Perhaps she might get her parents' attention. At first, it worked. Her parents spent more time with her making sure she ate her meals and was doing her chores. They even started asking what Camixolotl was doing and where she was going, and that made her feel safe and loved. But it wasn't a veintena later that Camixolotl's parents fell into the same pattern of wicked arguments. This time, they disagreed on how to deal with their daughter's new mean spirit. One day, after hearing of yet another fight inspired by their daughter, her parents could not decide on a punishment. Her mother wanted to bring her before the high priests, and her father wanted to put her to work in the fields. Both options sounded terrible to Camixolotl, so she plotted her own escape. She waited until the sun was high, and then she vanished to her secret spot, Lake Xochimilco. As she sat at the water's edge, she dreamt of soft, gentle laughter and her parents loving each other. As her heart began to open to the wounds of reality, the clouds rolled in and covered the sun. Camixolotl noticed an effervescent beauty spilling across the sky and she started weeping. Her tears were so big and full that when the first tear hit the ground, the earth shook. It was then that the sky opened, the clouds shifted, and an endless summer rain fell. As the raindrops reached the lake's surface, she noticed how the ripples found each other and created a shimmer in the distance. As Camixolotl cried, the rains fell so hard and for so long that a deluge of floods destroyed countless villages across the empire. When Kamishalotl's parents finally found her crying by the lake, they asked her why she was sad. Kamishalotl couldn't lie. She told her parents that their arguing created a rage in her that she had never felt. She blamed her parents, yelled at them, and said she couldn't stand being around them. And that's why she ran away. Chalchutlique and Tlaloc felt their daughter's pain. But they knew if the other gods and goddesses discovered their daughter had created these rains, they would certainly send her into El Popocatépetl, the volcano in the distance. In order to save their daughter from certain death, Kamishalotl's parents had to agree one final time. They made a deal with their daughter. If she agreed to be banished to the bottom of the lake for eternity, they would not tell anyone what she did and where she disappeared to. Kamishalotl tried to explain herself, but she was fighting a cursed reply. As the clouds lifted and the morning sun crept over the hills, her parents said their final goodbyes and walked away. Kamishalotl was left alone, and she chose to walk to the bottom of the lake.
The axolotl, also known as the Mexican walking fish, is actually not a fish at all, but an amphibian, which means their body must remain wet in order to breathe. The name axolotl comes from the Aztec word meaning water monster, and legend has it that a god disguised himself as a salamander to avoid sacrifice. Axolotls are carnivorous, mostly feeding on small prey such as worms, insects, tadpoles, crustaceans, and wounded fish, and locate their food by scent. When ready to feed, they will snap at their potential meal by sucking the food into their stomachs with vacuum force. Axolotls are also unique in that they have the ability to regrow limbs and reach adulthood without undergoing metamorphosis. Lake Xochimilco in the Valley of Mexico is the only known home of this extremely rare amphibian. Today, Lake Xochimilco exists more like a series of canals due to urbanization in Mexico City, and consequently, water pollution is the primary reason for their near extinction. The importance of being an advocate for endangered species in today's crowded world goes further than ever before. The more you learn and share with your friends and family about the axolotl and its habitat, the better chance we have for its survival. The Dallas World Aquarium is a leader in axolotl conservation. To learn more about axolotls and their habitat, please visit their website listed in the show notes. We can all build awareness and take conservation action close to home and support endangered species conservation around the world. The Los Angeles Zoo proudly supports Endangered, Short Tales for the Nearly Forgotten. As a world-class conservation organization and recreation destination in the heart of Los Angeles, the LA Zoo connects people with nature every day as they work to save species all over the world. To learn more about their commitment to wildlife and the diverse communities they serve, please visit www.lazoo.org.